Welcome back. You're listening to This Week. We started this afternoon talking about the US presidential election and this week's Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here, the pace of selection conventions across the country ahead of the next general election is increasing. And even though the date of the election isn't known, a September deadline to choose candidates has been given to several constituency organisations. Sarah Burns, journalist with the Irish Times, has been telling us more.
Well, we've seen over the last few weeks now that it's kind of ramping up. To date, there's 148 candidates selected or declared for the next general election. I was speaking to Dr. Adrian Kavanagh from Maynooth University, who's keeping a very good blog, which he updates regularly on all the candidates who have been selected. But he noted that before the last general election, back in January 2019, there was around 300 candidates out of a final total of 516 selected. So that would have been 13 months out from the general election. At the moment, we could be 2 or 3 months out from an election. At a max, it's 7 months, and we just have 148 selected. But all the various parties have said that, you know, they have conventions happening over August and September, with most of them kind of putting that deadline for the end of September before the budget in terms of having all their candidates selected.
So why the big difference between now and 5 years ago?
It's kind of down to a number of reasons, it looks like. So parties are obviously assessing how the local and European elections went for them. They'll be looking at how various candidates did in different areas. The larger parties might be deciding whether they'll put one or two names down for a ticket. We also have the higher gender quota this time round. So the gender quota for political parties running candidates for election has now increased from 30 to 40%. And the penalties if parties don't reach the quota of 40% women is that they lose 50% of state funding. So they might be having challenges at the moment getting female candidates. To a lesser extent, I suppose, they might be getting to grips with changes to the electoral boundaries, which were announced at the end of last summer. So the Electoral Commission recommended that the next stall would have 174 TDs representing 43 constituencies, which is up from 160 TDs across 39 constituencies. So some of the boundaries have changed in the different constituencies, which they might be still getting their head around at the moment.
And did you say that parties have established or set a September deadline? That's not very far away.
No, it's not far at all. Fine Gael said that their executive council has requested that all Dáil selection conventions take place by September 22nd. Now, they said they're on target to meet that deadline. Fianna Fáil said their conventions would be taking place in August and September, and the expectation is all of those will be completed by the budget on October 1st. And Sinn Féin said it intends to have all its conventions completed by its Ardéis at the end of September, which isn't too far to go at all. So I think over the next few weeks now, we'll really start to see it ramp up with candidates selected and declared.
Fine Gael look to have a particular challenge with so many of their current TDs not standing again.
Yeah, absolutely. Fine Gael is probably, you know, arguably in the most challenging situation, as 15 out of the 35 TDs who won seats 4 years ago confirmed they won't run for the next stall. This obviously includes former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, former ministers Simon Coveney, Charlie Flanagan, Michael Creed, Josephine Madigan, Kieran Cannon and Michael Ring. There hasn't been a convention yet for Dublin West, in Galway East, which would have been Kieran Cannon's seat. Also in Mayo. So we have Alan Dillon there at the moment and Michael Ring. So Michael Ring said he won't be running. We expect Alan Dillon will run. But there's kind of a bit of speculation over who will go on the ticket now instead of Michael Ring. His daughter Suzanne has ruled herself out, as has the Mayo-based MEP Maria Walsh.
What about Sinn Féin? Have they decided how many candidates they're going to run yet?
Sinn Féin is an interesting one. At the moment, I think they have about 14 or 15 candidates declared. But it seems to me at the moment they're kind of leaving themselves the option of, in certain constituencies where one or two candidates might have been declared, they're leaving open the option that another candidate might be added to the ticket. So I was speaking to Mark Ward in Dublin Midwest. So himself and Owen O'Brien were selected there earlier this week. And he said, you know, they've selected the two candidates. The constituency will go from a 4 to a 5-seater, and they're leaving open the option of a third candidate, which would likely be a woman candidate.
Are the parties chasing any high profile names that you know about?
Well, obviously, we've had you know, various news stories during the week about Grainne Shoga. So the outgoing Galway West TD for Fianna Fáil, Eamon O'Queeve, confirmed this week that the TV presenter Grainne Shoga has expressed an interest in standing for the party in that constituency. He said she had been contacting Fianna Fáil members in the constituency seeking their support. Miss Shoga is from the Gaeltacht village of Spittal, and she's a native speaker. She would need the support of five delegates, and it's expected she will put her name forward for the convention there, and that convention is expected to happen in early September.
Are there any other selection conventions that you're keeping an eye on, particularly over the next few weeks?
The next one that I know of, I think, will be, or in terms of Fine Gael anyway, the next one will be, I think it's Monday, August 26th, is in Donegal, and then the subsequent Thursday, they have one in Offaly. The Green Party are probably doing the best in terms of they have the most constituents sort of boxed off. So they have 24 completed. But yeah, it's likely now over the next few days and few weeks, we'll start to see more convention dates announced, more candidates declared.
That's Sarah Burns of the Irish Times.